From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. After several weeks of some promising signs in the Middle East, there was another flare-up of violence today. Palestinian militants tunneled beneath an Israeli checkpoint along the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. According to Israeli officials, they detonated a large bomb that killed four Israelis and wounded at least eight more. Hamas and an offshoot of the late Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement claimed responsibility. There was another development in Palestinian politics. A jailed senior Fatah official has apparently pulled out of the race to succeed Yasser Arafat. NPR's Peter Kenyon is following these stories in Jerusalem. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jennifer.
What can you tell us about this explosion in Gaza?
Well, according to Israeli military and government officials and Palestinian militants, the attackers dug a tunnel underneath the border area at Rafah and set off a very large explosion near a military checkpoint at the Rafah crossing. The militants, Palestinian militants, claimed they used a ton and a half of explosives buried in a tunnel that took months to dig. Eyewitnesses said the blast appeared to collapse a number of buildings there, and they also reported gunfire and fighting after the explosion. Israeli forces said one Palestinian attacker was killed in the ensuing fights. This was definitely the deadliest attack in terms of Israeli casualties since the passing of Yasser Arafat, and a spokesman for Prime Minister Sharon said all necessary measures would be taken in response.
There have been some promising comments lately between Israelis and Palestinians, and there were promising comments from Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak, but I guess today's events show this hasn't affected the conflict.
It's still very deadly, and this dramatic event today, this bombing, has forced people to stop and look at it in particular, but it's been a violent week in Gaza even before this. Palestinians have been firing rockets and mortars at Jewish settlements. These are the ones Ariel Sharon wants to evacuate next year. And the Israeli army has been responding with gunfire and tank shells. Palestinians buried a young girl killed in one clash this week. And just today, five Palestinian students received shrapnel wounds when an Israeli tank shell exploded in the backyard of a school in Han Yunus. So yes, clearly there's a lot of violence still ongoing.
Amidst that violence, Palestinians are getting ready for their first presidential election since 1996. Today, there was news from one of the top candidates, Marwan Barghouti.
Well, that's right. Barghouti is serving five life terms in an Israeli jail, and he at first said he wouldn't run against PLO chairman Mahmoud Abbas to replace Arafat, and then he said he would run, and that really shook up the race. But now today, he appears to be dropping out again. Barghouti is very popular, especially among younger Palestinians who are a bit fed up with the old guard and the Palestinian Authority. So he really was a serious challenger to Mahmoud Abbas. And that split seems to be what worried a lot of people. Even younger members of the Fatah movement were saying perhaps Barghouti should wait and not run right now. And he's released a letter now giving his support to Abbas. He does call on Abbas to demand a halt to Jewish settlement activity and to call for other reforms. But at the moment, it's pretty clear that Mahmoud Abbas is the front runner to succeed Yasser Arafat.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.